We're joined by Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. Ed, the signature bill of the session for the Republican Senate is coming up on transportation infrastructure funding. Talk a little bit about that measure.
Yeah, Senate Bill 1 would require the state to put aside about $300 million a year, at least $300 million a year in the general fund budget going forward from new tax revenues that are coming in, and would then bond up to $3.5 billion worth of bonds sales to take care of all of the major highway projects on the top tier list in this state. We're talking things like between I-25, between Fort Collins and Denver. We're talking about I-70 through the mountains, things such as that. This is a subject that everyone wants to attack, but not with the same ferocity. House Democrats especially have been reluctant to say how much they want to put toward transportation. Governor John Hickenlooper has said he wants to put about $150 million a year, half of what the Senate Republicans want, toward transportation funding. The Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce has said it still wants to move ahead with a tax hike measure on the November ballot, asking people to create a new revenue stream dedicated solely to transportation funding, whereas a number of other business groups, 21 of them to be exact, said, no, we back the Senate Republicans in what they're doing. We don't want a tax hike, or at least that's not our first option. We want this to come from the budget. So everything kind of comes to a head on Tuesday with this first hearing, and we're going to get an idea of how much people are going to be willing to budge on all these numbers they've put out there, and how much transportation really is a top priority here.
We're kind of waiting to see just exactly how Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran of Denver wants to handle this. She has been fairly unclear about exactly what she wants, though she was part of the sponsors last year for a measure that would have gone to the voters to ask for a hike in the sales tax. And it would not surprise anyone if she wanted to see something similar to that this year. She has been open to the idea of using some of this excess revenue that has surfaced in recent weeks for transportation. And Governor John Hickenlooper had put $148 million of this unexpected surplus toward transportation in his 2018-19 budget proposal.
Another big topic that recently made some headway was the Colorado Energy Office. It cleared its first committee that'll be making its way through the Senate. First, it's a Senate bill. It has bipartisan support. It was a very contentious bill last year and didn't end up getting state funding.
Yeah, and I think the big news is that it cleared with bipartisan support, a 9-2 vote to get out of the Senate Agriculture and Energy Committee. This is a bill that would reshape the energy office in some ways by removing the word renewable, which may not sound like a big deal, but that basically means it could do more to promote traditional fuel sources and fuel sources such as nuclear and hydroelectricity that are spelled out in the bill. A lot of people thought Democrats would fight this one. They fought it last year when there was a lot more things in the bill, including striking tax breaks for electric vehicles and some other provisions. It was pared down a bit this year. The sponsor wanted to require the Colorado Energy Office director to be approved by the Senate. But once he took that provision out of the bill during its first hearing, Democrats largely seemed to fall in line behind this. Could be a big victory for the Republicans in the Senate.
Another issue that is starting to surface around here is the use of recycled water. And that's water that has domestic wastewater that has been purified, filtered, and disinfected. And there are now at least four bills and more to come, I'm told, on using recycled water for marijuana cultivation, industrial hemp, toilet flushing, and a bill that just was introduced on Thursday for food crops. This is an interesting issue that we're going to hear a lot about, I think, this year.
Thanks, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.